Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast is calling for a partly cloudy, breezy day today. Possibly a rain or snow shower or in the 40s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, flurries, brisk 40 to 45. On Saturday, partly sunny about 40. And Sunday, clouds, windy with a chance of snow showers 35 to 40. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Nice story in the Republic of America today. Students from Mozambique, Spain, part of the AFS program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The flags draped around the cafeteria at Housatonic Valley Regional High School indicated the school's strong connection with the AFS program. 54 banners represent the countries where local students have gone to and from where foreign students have come from since AFS launched in the 1950s. At Housatonic, the principal, Ian Stever, said AFS is central to what the Housatonic experience is all about. This school year, Alexis Baja from Spain and Mamian Aluba from Mozambique are at Housatonic and are in the United States for the first time. They recently spoke about what it was like coming to a small rural Connecticut Northwest town. Full story at the Republican American. Out of the Poughkeepsie Journal, $400 million worth of taxpayer money in New York COVID aid has been stolen. And that, according to the story, is just the tip of the iceberg. An army of petty thieves, sophisticated fraudsters, and international crime syndicates ripped off about $400 million of COVID-19 pandemic aid and unemployment benefits intended for New Yorkers. That, from a USA Today Network investigation, found. And that is just the coronavirus fraud iceberg. New Yorkers struggling to feed their families and keep businesses open lost out on billions in taxpayer-funded relief. Instead, that money financed luxurious lives of those who defrauded the system, in some cases, according to records and interviews with experts and officials. While authorities are racing to track down and recoup the stolen tax dollars, the USA Today Network investigated the complex web of public efforts, getting the historic fraud and government waste that unfolded since COVID-19 back in March of 2020. Amongst some of the findings, $8 billion, the amount of tax dollars lost to fraud if just 5% of New York's $162 billion pot of pandemic aid was stolen. A pretty amazing story in pretty amazing times. Talk about an amazing story. A Sheffield woman felt a sharp pain after she was trying to shoo away a nuisance bear. She says her neighbor shot her with an air rifle. This story comes to us from the Berkshire Eagle. On a late October evening, Nancy Shomsky was riding her lawnmower to mulch leaves when she saw two large bears in her yard snacking at her neighbor's bird feeder under a tree at their property line. As she neared and approached, the bears ran into the woods, then returned. Then she drove the mower in the direction of the bears to scare them off, but they wouldn't leave, so she yelled at them, but that didn't work either. She then turned the mower to head back towards her house. On her way back, she said she felt a sharp pain in the back of her neck. Quote, it felt like somebody bashed me on the back of the skull with a baseball bat, end quote. Confused and hurt, she wondered if it had been a shot or if something had fallen from a tree. Now she believes her neighbor shot her with an air rifle. She got off the mower, ran to a neighbor's house, saying she believed she had been shot. They didn't see any signs of it, but they called police anyways. At first, the police did not believe she had been shot. All ambulance crew, emergency doctors arrived, but then a CAT scan showed a metal pellet embedded near her spinal cord at the base of her skull. The investigation is moving slowly. It's been almost 4 weeks since October 21st, and Shlomsky is still living with the pellet in her neck in fear of her neighbor. Detectives told her they were short-staffed and that a homicide interfered with the investigation. No charges have been filed. She and some other residents are worried and concerned that whoever shot Shlomsky did so intentionally, prompted by problems between her and her neighbor and the bear feeding dust-up. The Berkshire DA's office referred questions to the Massachusetts State Police headquarters, and state police spokespersons referred questions back to the DA's office, saying only the office would have access to those reports. The DA's office later said it is not overseeing the investigation. There's a cancellation. The Matthew Cole author talk, which was scheduled for today at the Stockbridge Library, has been postponed. The rescheduled date will be announced in their weekly newsletter. taking a look at some meetings going on in our area this week. In Salisbury today at 5:30, the Affordable Housing Commission at 6:30 this evening, Green Homes from the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission, a meeting on energy savings. In North Canaan tonight, an Inland Wetland and Conservation Commission meeting at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the P&Z regular meeting at 7 p.m. Cornwall tonight at 7 p.m., the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting. The Ancrum Town Board meeting and public hearing is tonight. Town Board will meet in person. Public participation is recommended via Zoom only. The final public hearing for the budget will be at 6:55, and the Ancrum Town Board meeting will start immediately after that. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Stocks fell on Wednesday as investors weighed a gloomy holiday quarter update from Target that pressured retail stocks. The S&P 500 ended the day down about 0.83% at 3,958.79. The NASDAQ composite shed 1.5% to 11,183.66. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,553.83. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast in just a few moments.